This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Kuhlman. Vice President Harris will meet a leading member of the Israeli War Cabinet today. Benny Gantz is in Washington to see several U.S. officials this week. He'll meet the vice president this afternoon at the White House. Harris was in Alabama yesterday, where she called for a ceasefire in Gaza.
Given the immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire. For at least the next 6 weeks, which is what is currently on the table.
Harris also plans to press for a ceasefire deal that includes the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. The demand to leave Gaza is soaring. Palestinians are paying thousands of dollars to flee the war. Egypt is facing questions about border fees. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv, these can reach $5,000 a person.
For most people in Gaza, the only available pathway out is to pay an Egyptian travel company, according to Palestinians who recently left. One mechanical engineer, Mazen, told NPR he spent $20,000 to take his family of four to Egypt.
After we lost everything in Gaza, all our possessions, we have to collect the amount of money, which is a big sum, just to buy our lives.
He spoke without his full name to protect his residency status in Egypt. On March 1st alone, around 400 Palestinians who left Gaza paid around $1.3 million total, according to an NPR estimate. Egypt's foreign minister told Sky News he wanted to eliminate the practice. Analysts say the company collecting the money has ties to Egyptian security officials. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Congressional leaders have released the texts of six government funding bills. Lawmakers need to pass these bills before Friday to avoid a partial federal government shutdown. But NPR's Eric McDaniel reports they're only half the bills that Congress needs to pass to avert a second potential shutdown that could come later in March.
The agencies in this package are the less contested battlefields in the appropriations fight. The Department of Agriculture, Housing and Urban Development, Transportation and Veterans Affairs, along with a few others, funding those agencies through September 30th. The bills will lose support without the partisan policy writers that some House Republicans had been pushing for, so Speaker Mike Johnson will have to rely on Democratic support to pass the bills. After the vote this week, Congress will have until March 22nd to sort the harder six bills, including funding for the Departments of Defense and Health and Human Services. Lawmakers are already 5 months late to these deals. They'd been extending funding for just a few weeks or months at a time, hampering federal agencies' ability to plan. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump won three Republican presidential contests over the weekend in Idaho, Missouri, and Michigan. Rival Nikki Haley won the contest in Washington, D.C. You're listening to NPR News. The Supreme Court says it will issue at least one decision this morning. It's possible it could be a decision involving whether Donald Trump can appear on the presidential primary ballot in Colorado. Colorado voters are holding a presidential primary tomorrow, along with other Super Tuesday states and American Samoa. University of Iowa guard Caitlin Clark has become the lead scorer in NCAA basketball history in yesterday's game against Ohio State. As NPR's Emma Bowman reports, the record-breaking moment came during Clark's last regular season game with the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Toward the end of the first half, Clark showed no reaction after swishing the free throw that put her to 3,668 points. The star Hawkeyes guard wasn't immediately aware that she'd just set a new all-time Division I men's or women's career record. Here she is in an interview at halftime on the Fox broadcast.
When they announce it and everybody screams, that's when I know, but pretty cool.
Clark entered the game 17 points shy of Pete Maravich's career record, which has stood since 1970. Ticket prices for the game skyrocketed as people lined up to watch Clark make history on her senior day. Clark plans to enter the WNBA draft after this season. Ticketing platform Logitix reported an average ticket price of nearly $600 for the game for sale since February 1st. Emma Bowman, NPR News.
The largest wildfire in Texas's recorded history is 15% contained. The Smokehouse Creek fire in the Panhandle has grown to almost 1,700 square miles. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says aid is coming. This is NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands. But because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.